from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Score. And 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Something I've kind of just been managing. I can't really pinpoint like a date or anything like that, but I threw my last bullpen in Washington, and I mean, Tommy could kind of tell I was feeling a little something, and it's kind of the same thing. But yeah, we just kind of made a decision. It was like kind of been battling. It was kind of just go ahead and figure out what it was. So, but from, you know, everybody's understanding, it was good news this morning.
Justin Steele. So everybody had been trying to reassure us that things are okay. I tend to think that a major league pitcher with elbow inflammation and soreness is something always of concern. Ah, no, it's nothing. It just happens. And it's also from personal experience, the number of times I would be near Kerry Wood's locker and point to his elbow and say, is it supposed to look like that? And he would start to answer, and then one of the Cubs media weasels would come running over and just be like, oh, that's totally normal. That's completely normal post-game swelling. I said, I don't think so. I think you're lying. And then 2 weeks later, he was like, well, he needs Tommy John surgery and he's out. Because I just tend to not believe some of this stuff, but it does sound like the MRI didn't show anything horrible.
Yeah, the MRI is kind of the important piece of this here. Was there an MRI done on Kerry Wood at the time?
There was. Then there was eventually.
Eventually, but not at the time.
They said it was totally normal. And Kerry Wood was about to answer, and they didn't let him.
I bet he would now.
He was about to say that, and he was about to be like, and then Uriah Heep comes running over. And be like,
I will say this. I think here's the thing. After hearing what Jed said at the trade deadline, which was essentially, we're going to make deals that help us in the future, not necessarily now. If something were really wrong with Justin Steele, and I was even waiting until after the game last night to see if there was an update, to the point where you'd need to shut him down for the rest of the season, or that he might need surgery. I think that everybody would want that sooner rather than later. You know, unfortunately, there's some symmetry here with what happened at the beginning of the year with him.
Let's hear from the Cubs pitching coach, Tommy Hotovy, who was on this morning with Mully and Haw, talking about the prognosis for Justin Steele.
I think the number one thing with Justin, we just wanted to see how he wakes up, how he feels. You know, obviously, like, he was pretty stiff, I think, yesterday, just from the MRI portion of it. It's never, you're never in good, like, comfortable position, so anybody's ever gotten an MRI or especially one on your arm or your forearm that kind of puts you in some weird positions. So definitely wanted to see how he presented today, how he plays catch. You know, I think we have an idea, a plan of kind of how we'd like Justin to progress over the next, you know, 3 to 4 days. But again, a lot of it's just still going to be managing some symptoms. It was very, very encouraging to get the news that we got yesterday. There wasn't really anything, you know, structurally, you know, wrong. Probably more just like some tendonitis, some stiffness in there that just needs to kind of work itself out. So, you know, we should know more today, like you said, after we play catch and get kind of a better read on where it is.
Tommy, as encouraging as the news was yesterday, over the next three or four days, as you get more information, how will that be weighed against or compared to where you are in the standings relative to the wild card race, and what consideration will be placed on possibly not bringing him back or rushing him back if you guys are further out of it?
Yeah, I mean, I think number one, we got to do what's best for Justin. I think, obviously we want him as part of our push here. And whether it's, we push his start back, 4 to 5 days, or it is a potential minimum IL stint, like all those things are going to be things we consider. And still, with the vision of hoping that he can still make, like 3 or 4 starts as this season winds down. And obviously we're, we have every intent and our focus is on winning every game we can over the next, 3 weeks to put us in a good position to make that final push that last, 10 days of the season. So there are a lot of things up in the air. There's a lot of balls up in the air, but I think we're trying to take this day to day right now. And obviously if things change and we get closer to, that last week of the season, we'll obviously adjust from there.
Okay. All right. I guess it's still not great.
I was not encouraged by anything that was said yesterday or today.
It could be worse though. It absolutely could be, oh yeah, his UCL is shredded and that's that.
Yeah, it still could be that too, though. Like, it's not their job to reassure, especially if they don't know. But in listening to them, I'm like, this kind of looks like, how about we wait and see how the rest of this series goes? How about we wait and see what the next series is? And then we can kind of decide on what happens with Justin Steele.
And it's a rare thing, but sometimes even with professional athletes, you have inconclusive imaging and you have swelling in the joint capsule. You have whatever it is, the synovial fluid that gets around there that makes it difficult for them to get an exact reading. I don't know if they did an enhanced MRI or not, but sometimes it takes time to find out what's exactly wrong. But there have been pitchers who go through this and who don't. It doesn't end up being worst case scenario, and they just need to rest a tired arm and tired ligaments. I don't know. I'm hopeful for the best, and especially because he's not young.
No, and for the record, when I was talking about the symmetry from the beginning of the season, I know it was a hamstring injury. It was just the fact that the Cubs were going to have to make do without him. And that's unfortunately what put them in this position to begin with, I think a little bit, was that they couldn't withstand having him out in a way that was going to set them up for relative success when he was out for the first, 6 to 8 weeks of the season?
If you're looking for something fun to do tomorrow, here it is for you. Matt Spiegel and The Afternoon Show will be live from Rally House in Wrigleyville tomorrow, 2 to 6 p.m. Stop by for the chance to win prizes and shop the best team gear selection in Chicago. Join 670 The Score at Rally House in Wrigleyville tomorrow from 2 to 6 p.m. or shop 10 Chicago area Rally House locations and online at rallyhouse.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.